Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Call. We're talking this morning with Tammy Blackwell from Marshall County Public Library. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, Cindy.
And you've brought someone new with you.
I have. This is Sarah Dittman. She's our children's librarian at Bitten, and so she's come along to help me talk about all the exciting things going on in January.
Good morning, good Sarah. Morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How long have you been with the library?
What, 7 or 8 years now?
Oh, wow.
It's been a long time. I was at Hardin first, gotcha. And then I just moved over to Bitten about a year ago.
Yeah, big difference.
Oh, yes, a big difference.
Yeah.
I love it.
And your hair is as Tammy's voice back up.
Yes.
Because her voice is kind of going in and out, right, Tammy?
Yeah, my voice hasn't been real stable the last couple of days, so we'll see.
It's the weather. It's just, ugh. But you guys have so many events coming up in January, February.
Yes. You know, I keep thinking next month will be a little, you know, lighter, but no, it never happens. We just keep going.
You do. Puzzle-palooza.
Puzzle-palooza. That's going to be at Hardin. Yes, and they're going to just kind of have it set up to where you can stop in that day, you can help put together, and it'll be kind of this big collaborative group effort to put together a nice big puzzle.
And that's this Saturday?
This Saturday.
From 1 to 4? Just
yes.
Come in? Yeah,
just
fun.
Drop in whenever you want to that afternoon.
How do you guys come up with all these ideas?
Oh, that's a good Sarah question because she comes up with them.
How do you come up with all of them? Do you steal from other libraries?
Sometimes, yes. I do borrow ideas. Sometimes I'm just inspired with my kids. So we were watching a movie. I'm like, this would be a great program. So we incorporate that. And that's how I come to the program ideas.
Now, what's the difference between being, were you the children's librarian at Hardin
yes.
too?
Yes. Just different crowd. It's the same people, but just different moms, different families. But
yeah.
Same concept.
And something else that's going on at Hardin, you're going to take up crocheting?
Yeah. Crochet's really hot right now,
oh,
Cindy.
Is it?
It's the cool thing to do.
Okay, I'm not the cool kid.
So, yeah, we have somebody at Hardin that crochets, and once a month she gets people together. They can be super new beginners. They can be old experienced crocheters, whatever, and it's just kind of a little group gathering to sit and crochet together and help each other out.
And that's on Saturday, January 14th.
Yes.
So do you have to make reservations for that?
No, just show up and, you know, if you've got your own needles and stuff, bring them along. Mm-hmm. And if not, I'm sure that they'll have some extra there to on hand to show you how to get started with them.
I used to do needlepoint, so I don't know if I could do crocheting.
I think my grandmother taught me, and I can get a line, and that's about it.
That's right. I'm not very good with my hands.
And if no one's interested in crocheting, but are interested in reading, you've got book clubs coming up.
Yes. We have three book clubs going on. One of them's not meeting in January, but we have three really cool book clubs right now. At Hardin, they do the Book Talk Book Club, and so these are books that are very popular on TikTok right now. If you're a TikToker who likes books, mm-hmm. you probably see like lots of books keep coming up, and that's how Colleen Hoover got so huge. At Hardin, they do the Book Talk Book Club, which is on a Monday afternoon. At Bitten, they do Death and Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are usually like your murder mystery type
that's
books,
right.
maybe some horror mm-hmm. in there. And they do that on a Saturday morning every month, and they do have donuts. And then at Calvert City, when the weather cooperates, yeah. they have a walking book club.
I think that's cool.
And so they get together, and they do a little walk around Calvert City, and they talk about whatever book. And usually those books are either by Kentucky authors or centered around Kentucky somehow.
Well, nice. And you can just get involved with those in
yep.
a certain way?
Yep. You can just look on our website and or our Facebook page. Both of those have the information about what the next book is to read and when they meet. And just show up ready to talk.
Yeah. And for those who are tech savvy, you've got some who aren't tech savvy. You've got a little help for them, Tammy.
Yes. On the January 12th. Anytime between 9 and 5, you can stop by Bitten, and we're going to have somebody sitting there ready to help you. Especially like if you got a new device for Christmas, You know, if you've got you an Apple Watch or a new phone or some sort of tablet that you're not real quite sure how to use that, mm-hmm. if you'll stop by on the 12th, somebody's going to be sitting there ready, dedicated to help you figuring that device out.
Yeah, so this is something that y'all started last year. I guess it was popular then.
You know, we always have people come in that ask for, they're like, man, I wish you would have some sort of help. And a lot of times those people don't need a classroom setting. What they need is somebody one-on-one to really show them something. And so that's an opportunity for that. If you want somebody to just sit down and be like, okay, here we go, me and you, and it not be, you know, your child or grandchild who might get huffy with you after a while, just stop by the library on January 12th and we're going to do that for you.
Now, Tammy, it's kind of been your dream since you were a teenager to be involved with a library.
Yes.
Did you ever think that it would evolve into what it is now? It's not just a place to go check out a book.
Oh, my gosh, no. I mean, I've been working, it'll be 17 years in May, and what the library is now compared to what it was 17 years ago, it's nowhere near the same. I mean, it just keeps building and growing and doing more and more things for the community, which is really exciting. You know, we see a need and we meet it, and that's how we continue to grow.
Yeah, and you're the one that's responsible for this.
Well,
I mean, you started as a teen librarian, and the programs that you came up were just like mind-blowing.
Well, we all work together. I say we have the most amazing staff of any library in Kentucky. I mean, right now we just have a fantastic staff who is very gung-ho. You can tell when you look at our, if you log on to marshallcolibrary.org and look at our events calendar, I mean, it's just insane. And it's because so many people that work there get excited about things and host programs for them. I mean, it's not just Sarah doing everything herself, mm-hmm. or, you know, our children's librarians have to do everything themselves. Everybody pitches in, and it's really awesome. I don't know that we would have made it through December if we did not have a really strong staff that was willing to pitch in. Sarah had, I don't know how many kids come through that building.
I think there were 6 school visits and over 500 for the gingerbread trail we did.
Oh, yeah, that was really neat.
It was close to 1,000, really, that came through a couple of weeks we were open.
Yeah, Sarah Dittman, she's the children's librarian at Benton. And what other programs do you have for kids?
We are actually starting one next Friday. We're doing a yoga for caretakers and a story hour for kids. So if you are somebody who has a young one and you're looking for exercise class and you don't have childcare, so it's kind of designed to meet both needs. So you can get your fitness and then your kid is entertained, and we'll do a story hour type program for those kids. So you don't have to go to yoga to come to story hour, and you don't have to have a kid to go to yoga. So, and then we're also going to have, and that's on Fridays. That's going to be the 13th is the first one. It's going to be at 1:30 in the afternoon. And Sarah from Calvert's going to be leading the yoga for the adults. And then we're going to have a Lego. It's National Lego Day. It's January 28th, and we're going to do a Lego day just the afternoon. We'll pull out all the Legos. You can come build whatever you want from 2 to 4 at Benton.
Legos are just crazy.
Yes. I mean,
back in the day, they were just Legos. Now they're like themed Legos.
Oh, any kind of theme you could imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they have the different colors. So I have a bunch of purple and pink now that they probably didn't have.
Do you work really close with the Hardin Children's Library?
Yeah, we meet monthly and we collaborate. We're going to start planning our summer reading actually next week. So, yes, we help each other out when we have bigger programs as well. We're always there to help each other.
Yeah, so much going on. And Tammy, if someone in the community wants to get involved, you guys have an opening on your Board of Trustees.
Yes. So we are in what I think of as trustee season. All of my trustees cycle off within an 18-month period of each other. Mm-hmm. So we do have an opening that will be coming up in the spring that we're accepting applications for now. We will have another one in the summer and then another one in the winter or late fall. To be a Board of Trustee member, you have to live in Marshall County and be willing to show up to all the meetings, which right now are meeting Wednesday morning, third Wednesday of the month, at 9:30 a.m. at our Benton branch, and just be committed to the idea of having the best library that Marshall County can have. you know? And we have always been very fortunate in our board members. We've had great ones that have really helped us grow and expand. And so if you're interested in doing that, you can go to our webpage, which again is marshallcolibrary.org. In the About Us, there's the Board of Trustees thing. It tells you all about what's required. You know, it is a position that's required by law. Unfortunately, it is not one that we can compensate you for in any shape, form, or fashion. It's completely a volunteer position. But there's an application form on there, and fill that out, and that will, you know, then the board will be going over those and choosing the two names that they will forward on to KDLA, and then KDLA forwards those names on to our county judge executive, and he will be charged with picking one of those two people as the final person to go onto the board. So that's the process for that. And so if you're interested, get onto the website, fill out that form. If you're interested, but you're like, I can't do that just yet, I needed to wait until the summer or something, we have two more positions coming open. So keep that in mind.
Who's your current board of trustees?
Currently, our president is Carola Darnell.
Okay.
Our vice president is Paula Robinson. Our treasurer is Paul Thurman. Our secretary is Jenny Lovett. And then we have a fifth just board member, and that is Danae Shelton. Mm-hmm. I always want to say Strader, which is her maiden name,
right.
So I had to do it real slow.
I always want to call her sister's name, so. So who's up for?
So Carola will be leaving us in the spring, and we will miss her greatly.
Yeah. Is it something that you just serve a certain amount of years?
Yeah, it's a 4-year term, and there is a possibility of, you know, renewing that term one time, and then you have to cycle off. So
gotcha.
The people we have now are having to cycle off.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of makes it interesting for you guys,
it,
you know,
does
to
make
bring
it
in
interesting.
Some fresh ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She wishes it would change and you would stay for life.
Yeah.
Well, or that they were scattered out more than 18 months.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're talking with the ladies from the Marshall County Public Library. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back on Coffee Call.